There are a few things we wanted to cover with the doctor priority-wise this morning, and among them is that Dr. Lindy Sampson, CHEO's head of infectious diseases and pandemic planning, says many of the cases coming into CHEO are mild. A fair number could have been seen by primary care physicians or even stayed at home to see what happens. So, good morning, Dr. Dworkin.
Good morning, Steve.
At what point does a parent or an individual who's observing in a child or in themselves H1N1 type symptoms say, I better go see the doctor, or elevate that, I better go to emergency?
What we have to keep in mind is that for someone who has a chronic illness, so if you have a child that has asthma, if you have a child that has some other chronic illness that they're being treated for, older individuals with similar type diseases, heart disease and such, if you do get the flu, there is a much greater chance of having complications or exacerbations of your particular condition. So your asthma gets worse, your breathing gets more difficult, you start to wheeze a lot more. When you're looking at symptoms in children or infants versus adults, the symptoms can be different because they're just very different reactions. So if we deal with infants first, infants can present sometimes, and most of the time actually, with fever and being very tired. Now, again, that's very common to a lot of things. You see that with the cold as well. But the difference is, though, is that symptoms of severe disease in infants and young children include periods where they stop breathing, or they're having much more difficulty breathing. And in order to determine that on a child or an infant, you look at their chest. Babies, when they breathe, they like to use their diaphragm. That's the muscle between the rib cage and the abdomen. And if they are struggling to breathe, they're really pulling down on their diaphragm, and their abdomens literally pop up, and their chest sinks in, and it seesaws back and forth. That has to be an ongoing thing. Babies will do that sometimes even when they hiccup, but this is more of an ongoing, going on for minutes and minutes. The baby is struggling to get air in. Other things that you will see is skin getting tugged in between the ribs because they're trying to draw air in so much, they're creating a lot of negative pressure to suck air in through their mouth into their lungs. Right at the neck where you have that little sternal notch, or just at the neck, you see skin getting tugged in as well, and the nostrils are flaring. All those four signs are indications of a child that is struggling to breathe. So that's in terms of respiratory difficulties, what you're looking for. Other things that you're looking for in an infant is if they're starting to turn a little bit blue. That's called cyanosis, again, because they're not getting enough oxygen in. They don't want to drink or eat, so they start to get dehydrated. Signs of dehydration in children are the eyes start to look dry. There's no tears anymore. When you look in the mouth, there's no saliva. The mouth is getting pasty. The skin, instead of being that soft, supple, you squeeze that skin and it just bounces right back into place. The skin itself starts to get dry and less elastic. Those are some of the signs of dehydration. Another way to measure dehydration in children is when they first get sick, if you have available to you a scale, weigh them. Because if the next day their weight is 5% less than what they were the day before, that is a relatively good way to determine the degree of dehydration they have. And anything more than a 5% weight loss is considered to be moderate dehydration and requires somebody to look at the baby and deal with that issue. Other things that happen with children, altered mental status. So their behaviors change, and parents will very readily, they know their kids very well, they will come in and say they are just not the same, they're not behaving the same. And extreme irritability in children. So those are some of the symptoms that you'll see, very different from a cold. Colds, kids get sniffles, coughing, sneezing, but they're not really, you know, they may get a fever for a day or two, but that fever responds well to Tylenol or acetaminophen or ibuprofen or Advil, and they tend to weather that reasonably well. They still drink. They may not want to eat, but they're still drinking. With the flu, they don't want to do anything. They're just lying there. They don't want to move or do anything. And so that's another important aspect in differentiating. So in order to go to the physician, if you have a child who is exhibiting those symptoms, or they're starting to exhibit those symptoms, you can take them to their doctor. Again, if they have chronic disease, if they have an asthma and it's just started, the flu has just started, you suspect that it's starting, you have a chance to treat them with Tamiflu because they have a chronic condition that you're trying to prevent from getting worse. So that's within 48 hours of developing the flu, that's when you should see your family doctor if they have a chronic disease. If they don't have chronic disease, and for adults that don't have any chronic diseases, it's mainly waiting things out, making sure that they are drinking, making sure that their temperatures are kept down. As long as, again, some of these symptoms I mentioned about infants are not there, there's no need to bring the child in. For adults, you stay home, you drink, you take things to keep your fever down. If you're not having trouble breathing, if you're not coughing a lot, if your lungs aren't sounding wet, there's not much else you can do other than just stay home and wait it out. I hope that that's a bit clear, Steve. I know there's a lot of other nuances that you look at with regards to the flu comparing to colds, but it's more the severity of things. Something that's so out of the norm for somebody that is used to colds, that's when you really have to check those people out.
Okay, I want to just go back to the where the respiration has changed.
Yes.
Where they're really laboring to breathe. Is that a trip to the doctor or a trip over to ER?
That is a trip over to ER. Those signs I mentioned, when you're looking at that baby's chest,
yeah,
if they're doing that, that is an immediate trip to the emergency room. If they are feverish, if they are, but they're drinking, and they're not exhibiting that with their chest. And again, that you see more in infants, and that's the group for,
right.
For younger children, you may not see that. But for infants, if you see that, that's a trip to the ER. If you don't see that, it means they are not struggling to breathe. Struggling to breathe is very self-evident on that infant and on their chest, where you see that struggling, that chest is moving and heaving, trying to bring air in, and they can't bring air in. That you go to the ER right away.
Okay. 3 to 5 this afternoon with the Rob Snow, you'll be taking calls, including on some of the emails, folks. We did receive your emails on questions you want to ask the doctor. Time doesn't permit them this morning, but he will get to them this afternoon between 3 and 5.